just, I don't want to say momentum, but we just feel real confident right now just because the last few weeks have been pretty rough, you know, almost demoralizing. You know, when you start losing by 20 points, 30, it'll do something to you, you know, as a player. But I'm happy the way we responded last week, and it was a good to play competitive, fun football again. So I'll just say right now we're just confident.
When you look at the way the season has gone, and you know, rumors and outside and inside, how much have emotions played a role these last couple weeks?
In terms of the rumors?
And the losing.
No, I say the biggest thing is just the losing. The rumors didn't play anything into our emotions, just because every year there's different rumors. You know, front office rumors, coaching rumors, and player rumors. So you can't really worry about those kind of things. It just comes with the profession. But I would say the most demoralizing thing was these losses and how we lost and by how much. I think that's what, you know, kind of demoralized us a little bit. But like I said, last week kind of erased all that, and we're just ready to play again this week and try to end the year off on a positive note.
You know, you guys obviously aren't going to the playoffs, but when you look at a team like the Ravens, if they lose, they have to have, something else has to happen. So how much is that a motivating factor to kind of, you know?
If people keep asking us that, honestly, that's not really a motivating factor for me. It's just we want to win. Whether they were trying to, I think last year we were playing them. I think they're out of the playoffs last year when we played them. It was last game of the year here. I think they're out of the playoffs. You know what I mean? We're just trying to win that one too. So it doesn't really matter to us or to me what their situation is. We're just trying to end the year off on a good note. So, really not much to it in terms of that.
You look at a guy like Wallace. What does he bring to the table?
Oh, you know what he is. Big play kind of guy. Deep ball threat, real fast, elite speed. Similar to Marvin from last week in terms of how he can stretch the field. I would say he can't go up and get it as good as Marvin, but he's just in his own way. He's a very elite deep threat, so we'll have to make sure we keep our eyes on him.
What did you learn about the defense last week? Because you guys played really well against a playoff-bound team, at least they were at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much better than the previous 2 weeks. What did you guys kind of learn about yourself?
Nothing that we didn't already know. Like I said, the last 2 weeks, we were just playing out of character for whatever reason. Was it a Steeler hangover? Who knows? Was it other things? Who knows? But we didn't learn anything new last week in terms of ourselves. We just reminded ourselves, so to say.
Obviously, there are a lot of questions, so we don't know what's next. But what has Marvin Lewis just kind of meant to you in your time here?
I mean, he's the only head coach I've known since I've been in this league. He's been a wonderful mentor to me, a wonderful head coach to me. He's taught me a lot football-wise. He's always pushed me, always stayed on me. Obviously, if he doesn't come back, it's going to mean a lot to me because just what he's meant to me, so to say. But knowing him, he wouldn't want me worrying about that. He always says just worry about football, control what you can control. So, but I will say, regardless of what happens, I think personally he's, from what they say, I think he's left this place. If he doesn't resign or come back, he left this place better than how he found it, which at the very least you have to respect that.
When you guys played in the first game, Flacco had barely practiced, and you could tell their timing was off sometimes. How does he look now in the rematch? Does he look much different?
I mean, AB was about 20 last time, so he did obviously a decent job. Obviously by the end of the year, you should be better, and the timing should be down better for a quarterback and receivers. So he looks sharper.
Does their passing game look like a little smoother than it was that first game?
It looks similar.